Celebrate Earth Day responsibly. Tom, Diana on a Monday morning. Earth Day on Monday.
Yes.
Is it always on the 22nd of April, or is it on like the third Monday of April?
I'm gonna have to go and look to see. For some reason I always thought it was on the 20th, but it's not. So I don't know if it's always on the 22nd. If it is, I'm horrible.
Celebrate responsibly. I know schools always do a lot of projects, and it's always good to plant something and maybe clean up an area and clean up some brush and do something to honor Mother Earth.
Yes, yes. It's always on April 22nd. So we did get confirmation with that. And I know a couple of days ago or a week ago, I was telling you about Lexi, what they were doing down in Florida. They were doing some replanting, or actually taking things out of a lake, like an invasive plant, taking it out, maybe putting something else in. So she was doing a pre-Earth Day.
All invasive plants and animals come through Florida. They all come up through the Sunshine
right?
State.
And I'm like, bravo, baby girl.
Yeah, that is a good thing. One thing that I would do, everybody make a move. We'll do one little thing to help Mother Earth. I know a big one. Let's keep those Fireball Minis off the side of the highway, those Fireball Mini bottles, because I take a lot of walks, and there is one every 10 feet in the United States.
Is there really?
It doesn't matter if you're in neighborhood you're in. Let's quit flinging them Fireball Minis out the window, and we'll start from there.
Okay.
That's a good way to start
right now. So you're not just talking about Morgantown.
I'm talking about my own town. That's
right,
where I walk.
Right.
That's where
Why
I walk.
Is it? I do not like Fireball.
Man, those things are everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
And then, recently, I saw a bigger bottle. Somebody upgraded to a bigger bottle. So,
Fireball,
and flung it out on the side of the highway. So, yeah, let's just start there.
Which is good. You don't want, shouldn't be doing any of it.
You shouldn't be throwing that plastic out the side. I am just making a joke. And so, literally.
No, you are definitely right about that.
Everywhere, man. That's the one.
In our outside fridge. And again, Danny, he's a senior at WVU. We've got the plastic tub that can fit inside of your fridge. All Fireball Minis.
There we go.
I know.
Just keep them on your property. That's fine.
I know, right?
That's fine, yeah. So back in the day when you cursed, Mom would wash your mouth out with soap to clean those filthy words out of your filthy, filthy mouth.
And we saw that on A Christmas Story. And I was thinking back, I never had that. My kids didn't have that. But I think maybe some people did. Did you?
Well, yes, I think I did it one time or the other. I had every little cliche punishment ever done to it. And I do think I remember getting Ivory soap crammed into my mouth because of a filthy mouth. And I just remember being traumatized. I remember it was Ivory, though.
Okay. See, that's abuse. It really is, because kids will sit there and gag. And I remember Ralphie on A Christmas Story, he had to do the same thing and what parents used to do. So there was a poll that asked how many people have ever had their mouth washed out with soap. And they said 12% said yes.
Well,
basically one out of 10.
I'm sure I did. And I'm sure I didn't do it again. I'm sure I didn't do it again after that. But, you see it in cartoons, you see it in movies, you see it in things like this.
Yes.
You wonder.
Then, well, it's just disgusting.
Well, you
it really
need
is.
To have, like, some fake candy soap by, for when you're going to cuss, when you're a kid.
Okay.
And you get your mouth washed out.
Go in there, put that bar of soap in your mouth, and then you pull out the candy, and okay.
Skittle soap, something like this, because evidently it happens more than you would think. It happens more than you would think. And also, just don't curse around your parents.
What kind of soap would you want to have in your mouth?
No, I don't know.
We
I can't think
Dove,
about that.
We have Dove, so I think Dove would be a little mild.
Dove is disgusting.
It's party time.
It's a party!
WFRE and Voila specialties and other goodness love to celebrate.
And if you were born on this date, we're about to celebrate you.
Let's see who's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday on this 22nd of April to Yvonne Etzler and Megan Mullins.
We want to say happy birthday to Lexi Lovely, who turns 9 today. Chance Canterbury, also celebrating from Frederick. Tracy Snyder, happy birthday, along with Linda Harding. Jacob Jones from Woodsboro turns 3. Janice Foreman from Walkersville. Jen DeWeese from Walkersville, also celebrating. And happy 35th wedding anniversary going out to Kenny and Margie Smith. Happy birthday and anniversary, everyone.
Tell us what outdoor chore you hate the most. 301-695-WFRE. This is a trending topic, Diana, because it's spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to just pray my way through some outdoor projects the other day. Any project that involves a piece of equipment that's not working right, like a weed whacker or a chainsaw, that will just drive me into Just white hot rage.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you deal with that. For me, it is anything weeding. I don't like weeding, and I'll do it right after it rains so the weeds come up earlier, but I can never win that battle. And I just despise the fact that the weeds are there. I have weed paper in my garden, and then the weeds grow on top of that.
Work.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Somebody sold that stuff. Yeah, that weed mat. I mean, it kind of works a little bit, but it doesn't work.
Yeah,
and then what
I do with the weeds, I'll just pull them and chuck them in the yard, thinking, oh, it'll dry off, and then Jeff can mow over it later. But now Jeff's like, no, it doesn't look good. So now I have to go and pick them up, put them in a recyclable bag or something like that, and throw them out.
There's nothing. Like grabbing one right at the base and pulling that root out so when it comes out, just clean, man.
And thinking, I won. A week later, there
it
is again.
Money in the bank. Messing with equipment drives me crazy. You can blow a whole weekend playing with a weed whacker or a chainsaw. And that is it for me. I don't mind working outside. I don't mind doing this. I don't mind weeding. I don't mind weeding and mulching and raking.
Really? You come on over to my house.
I'm good at all that, but I just hate playing with equipment. What drives you nuts?
Yeah, trimming the bushes around the house because they're taller than I am.
Doug, they're taller than you. Getting on a ladder is dangerous, and there's also bees' nests and critters in there.
And spiders.
You'd be safe.
Yeah, what you said.
And right now there's birds' nests everywhere. So if you don't know, if you're going to be getting into bushes.
Yes, you've got to be careful.
Because you haven't been in there all winter.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a hornet's nest bigger than your head right on the other side of those leaves. There could be a bird having babies in there.
It is the season, and I've got to tell you about our dilemma with Mama Robin.
The outside project that I hate the most is Facebook page 301-695-WFRE, the Markle text line 301-695-9373. Right off the bat, Ryan, and he's not alone in this, cursing seasonal allergies.
Oh, yes.
He can't even get to any outdoor projects. Oh. It's so bad this time of the year. I can sympathize. I can't empathize because I don't think if I had these allergies, they're not crippling.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I drain and cough and sneeze and my eyes water, kind of thing.
Well, Missy said for her, it is definitely raking leaves. And I said, you know what? I agree with you. You start to rake them, wind comes, boom, you're back to square one. So
mulch those leaves right into the lawn. It's evidently good for everything. You don't have to rake those leaves. You really don't have to mulch them into the lawn. Mother Nature will appreciate it. On Earth Day, by the way. Go ahead.
And we were talking about, I hate weeding. So many other people are saying weeding. And then I told you, I hate it. Weeds grow on top of my weed paper. And I thought, why don't I spend all this money for this darn paper? So Luke and Wayne, they were sending me in some text messages. They said, try Preen.
Preen's a good product. Preen. Preen's a good product. Keeping those weeds down. Weed mat works for a little while. Weed mat, the heavy stuff. But I've seen tulips come right through it. Eventually, Mother Nature finds a way to get up through those with that weed mat, weed paper, everything like
top.
That. Outdoor chore, you hate it. 301-695-WFRE. I love spring so much. I just love getting outside. Mother Nature bit back a little bit over the weekend, and we had a frost advisory this morning.
I know, and kind of flexing their muscles, old man winter, but I do like getting outside and doing things. My issue is it is a never-ending battle with weeds. And Wheezy said, you know what? I don't like anything outside. I don't like having to do any work outside. So it just puts a blanket statement over everything, right?
We're not even in weed season yet. April showers brings May flowers. May flowers brings June weeds. June weeds, boy, that's when they weeds start flexing on us.
And I don't like weeding around our pool because of the bugs. And then there was one time the kids and I, we were weeding around the pool and they pulled something up.
Well, there's things out there.
It was a baby snake.
Okay.
It was a baby snake, a little green. They're like, we're done. So how can I sit there and say, no, get out here and help me when they're yanking up what they think are weeds and it's a snake?
Katie put on the WFRE Facebook page, and thank goodness you do this, and it's a chore, and it can be a controversial chore. She hates cleaning up after her dogs. Now, if you have a fenced-in yard, you have to go police that yard.
Yes, you certainly do.
My great-niece and great-nephew, they wanted that big Newfie Doodle. I mean, a 200-pound beast.
Oh, it's pooping bigger than a man.
You guys got to clean that up because it was pooping basketball sizes all over the backyard.
Sure.
That's mom and dad's job now. Those kids have gone away to school, and you can't go in that backyard. I mean, you've got to be careful back there. So tell us an outdoor chore you just attest, 301-695-WFRE. Weeding is going to be leading the way right now. But Terry says why she hates weeding, or he hates weeding, I don't know. And it's because they're allergic to grass. I can't.
Oh, no.
I hear these things, Diana. I'm allergic to grass. I'm allergic to sun. I'm allergic to dirt. And that's just tragic because I love the smell of freshly mown grass.
You know what? I do, too. And our neighbor's son was allergic to grass, and it's just not a good thing. I mean, Danny, he has an issue with grass and then different, I think it's ragweed, so it makes it difficult for him. But Danny will take allergy medicine, go out, and he'll cut the grass. So many people are saying weeding, weeding, and then Mike said work.
Work, okay, yeah.
So I don't know if he works inside, outside.
Get it. I understand. Yeah. I understand. There's a whole different feeling when you're indoor or outdoor. Tell us one outdoor chore that you hate the most. We got another one for snow shoveling. Another one, non-seasonal.
Yes. And then as far as other things, a couple of people, they are all saying picking up the dog poop.
All right. Well, you got to do it. You got to do it.
You do.
You have to do it in your yard. You should. And you definitely have to do it out in the neighborhood or out in the park.
Or it's going to end up on your house, right?
They take the DNA in some housing projects now of your doggie.
You know what? I think that's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, not till you step on it with your sandals on.
It's a wild, weird world out there. Want proof? Fourth Dimension Fun Center presents the Free Country Wake Up Cruise Ridiculous News.
Love 4D Fun Center Monday. Ridiculous news. Hard to pick one out. Which one are we going with?
Oh, my gosh. This horrible mom from Houston. I mean, I literally want to fly down to Texas and scream at her. So police say 29-year-old Lakeisha Williams left her luxury high-rise apartment on April 4th to embark on a cruise without her 8 and 6-year-old children. A few days later, neighbors began to suspect that the kids may have been left alone, so they called police to check on them. Cops arrived at the apartment, found the kids were alone, surrounded by trash and leftover food. The kids said their mom left them alone and went on a cruise, but she set up webcams around the apartment. And again, a luxury high-rise apartment. Set up webcams so she could watch them and talk to them while she was away. Well, police had the children examined by medical personnel. They returned over to their aunt. Williams was contacted by police. She was uncooperative. She refused to return to the home and denied being away on vacation. She's since been arrested, and she's being held on a $25,000 bail. What a horrible mom.
Did she get a refund for the cruise? I mean,
no, she literally went on the cruise,
the whole thing.
And I'm looking at her booking photo. She just looks angry, like she got caught.
Well, she got caught. She may have gotten away with it before, you know, leave a few Lunchables.
But that's just awful.
On the webcam, though, that is brutal. Yes,
yeah,
but it might not have been the first time.
Oh, you're right about that. I'm wondering. Left. This is just awful.